Chapter 6 Introductions. The Gorgons were sitting in the middle of a large clearing. Each sat on his or her own log, most of which were carved out to look somewhat like lounge chairs. Wisfiddle stood on a flat plank that was in the middle of the group. He felt exactly like what he was supposed to feel like, a professor. As most professors he had met over his years had explained, looking out at the hopeful faces on the first day was the best part of the job. After that, it was all downhill. To be fair, the majority of these professors were the sort that had been in the business of teaching for so long that they'd grown bored of their respective subjects. One school in the Kespers Mountains had created a program whereby bored professors could try their hands at different subjects to reinvigorate them. It was a great idea on paper, but it was soon learned that language teachers didn't necessarily know that much about chemistry. The first day of the semester ended in an explosion that leveled the school and took part of the mountain with it. This was a shame on many fronts, but it was also a blessing in disguise, because a history teacher, who had been trying her hand at botany, had inadvertently created a tree monster that, had it survived the ensuing explosion, would have wreaked havoc for years to come. The fates had put together bets and everything.
"My name is Zebdigan Wizfiddle, and I'm a master wizard."
"What dat mean?"
asked one of the smaller Gorgons. Relatively speaking, of course.
"Are you asking what a master wizard is?" questioned Wizfiddle.
"Yep, dat it."
"It's a title given to a wizard who has reached a certain level of expertise, my good fellow."
Wizfiddle paused to see if that explanation was good enough. Seeing that there was no follow-up, he assumed it was fine.
"Now, why don't each of you introduce yourselves?"
"We already know each other,"
Biddy pointed out.
"To me," Wizfiddle corrected. "Introduce yourselves to me."
As one, they all began saying their names. It was such a jumbled mess that Wizfiddle couldn't understand a single one of them. Worse, they were seemingly oblivious to the fact that they were talking over each other.
"Wait!"
he yelled, while waving his hands. They quieted.
"We'll have to do this one at a time."
He pointed at the Gorgon to the right of Kaboom. He was dressed fancifully, donning a white ruffled shirt, a blue vest, and a matching tie.
"You there, what's your name?"
"Lunk,"
the Gorgon replied.
"And what do you do for a living?"
"I make clothes and stuff."
"Excellent,"
Wizfiddle said, pointing to the next one in line.
"And you?"
"Moop,"
she replied more quietly than the others. She had on a thin, multicoloured headband that sported two tassels that hung to either side of her head. To say she was pretty may have been a bit much, at least from human standards, but she was definitely the looker in the bunch.
"I are a sidekick."
"Sorry,"
said Wizfiddle, pausing before moving on to the next Gorgon in line.
"Did you say that you were a sidekick?"
"Yep, that right."
"No, she's not," Biddy said. "Everybody knows that stuff is made up."
"That not true,"
Kaboom said in Moop's defence.
"She right every time."
"Prove it,"
Biddy said.
"Okay, I will,"
Kaboom replied with a stern look.
"Remember last night when we was all about to go to bed?"
"Yeah?"
"Moop said that we was all going to wake up the next day."
Biddy looked surprised as she slowly turned towards Moop.
"How do you know that?"
"It a gift,"
Moop replied, shrugging.
"Right,"
said Wizfiddle, more in awe of their collective stupidity than they were in awe of Moop. He pointed to the next one, a younger-looking fellow who was wearing a green shirt that matched his eyes.
"Your name?"
"Leo."
"Leo?"
Wizfiddle said, finding it interesting that the name was somewhat normal.
"Yeah, I are a music guy."
"You mean you're a bard?"
Leo squinted at Wizfiddle and then looked at his own shoulders.
"You see any wings? I'm not a bard. I are a Gorgon."
"No, not a bird,"
Wizfiddle started, and then decided that it wasn't worth the effort. He took a moment to compose himself. Teaching one of them was going to be tough enough, but getting all of them to understand the basic equation of 1 + 1 was a nightmare in the making. He inhaled deeply, instantly regretting that decision, being that Gorgons had quite an odour about them. Nicely dressed or not, they were a musky bunch.
"Ladies and gentlemen," he said powerfully, "I've been sent to you for a very specific purpose. I'm here to teach you mathematics."
"What that mean?" asked Biddy.
"Mean we gonna work with numbers."
"I don't work with nobody named numbers," said Biddy.
"That what I told him, but he say it not same thing."
Whizfiddle reached for his flask and slowly pulled his hand away. He wasn't allowed to use magic for this. He could use a stiff drink to calm his nerves, but that could be construed as dabbling in magic. There were definitely times where the old wizard would have preferred that his magical source be something other than alcohol.